All right, a couple of notes about my own schedule and some of our AI projects and some new things that we have coming up. First of all, I'm going to be sharply reducing my interview schedule for at least a month or so, so that I can focus on the vibe coding projects, which are the new AI platforms that you know and love, like brightlearn.ai. I've got new things to do there, mostly focused on audiobooks. I have to do some hardware installs. I've got to do some GPU upgrades. I've got to build a bunch of code for automation. On top of that, we're going to be launching some new content sites, and we have to finalize our new video site, which is brightvideos.com. And I just did some backbone upgrades last night, and they look great. So I'm about to roll that out with all kinds of new technology there that's going to be pretty, you'll love it. It's very amazing. For example, you'll be able to ask our AI engine about any video. So if you watch a video, you're like, hey, that's a really great interview, but I have a question. You can ask, there's going to be a ask box right there. You'll be able to type in your question, and then it'll be answered by brightanswers.ai, which is our AI research engine. I've got a lot of other things that are on my list to get done, and I just need to take the time to do them. And that includes connecting our engines to more real-time, real-world content so that it can answer questions better about things like breaking news items. So we've got a great plan to put that in place. And I've got, well, there's a couple other concepts I don't want to announce yet, but they're on my build list. I'm going to be rolling those out. And then also book translations at brightlearn.ai. So not only are we going to be doing a lot of audio books that will, of course, always be free, but also book translations. So you'll have, you know, Spanish language, French language, Chinese language books available. Of course, the translation is automated, so it's not going to be 100% perfect, but these days the AI translation is quite good. So, plus the fact that they're all free, well, you know, that makes it tolerable if there's a couple of little glitches here and there. And all of these projects are part of my overall vision. I shared it with you last year. I said, my goal is to reach 1 billion people on planet Earth. Well, I guess they could be off planet. That's fine with me. But I want to reach 1 billion people with uncensored, empowering knowledge and information. And to reach 1 billion people, that means we have to go multilingual, because are there 1 billion people that speak English? Well, I guess if you count India, yes. But obviously, I want to target more than just English. Chinese is critical, and French, Spanish, German, Italian. I want to hit all these languages and many others, even Japanese as well. So that's part of my vision with the book site. And then we're also, you've seen I've rolled out some little pilot AI avatars with some short videos, working on technology to better automate that process, because I believe this is the year when we will be able to roll out short documentaries on many of the topics that are currently encapsulated in the books at brightlearn.ai. And my vision is that as a book becomes more and more popular, eventually it'll hit a threshold of how many people have read it or downloaded it. It will trigger an automatic short documentary video to be created. And then my vision is that in 2027, this will expand to full-length documentaries. I think 2027 is the year that Hollywood dies, which is a great thing, because Hollywood sucks. And in 2027, you'll be able to just render your own full-length movie with just by prompting it. Instead of like vibe coding, you'll be like vibe filmmaking. Just type in your prompt, or you could put in a screenplay. You could put in specific dialogue, specific scenes. You can be very general, or you can be very specific, kind of like you can with our book engine right now. You could just say, hey, I want a book about how to cook with rice. Or you could give it a whole layout, all kinds of details, different types of rice and everything, and it'll write that book. So it's just completely up to you. Anyway, that's coming for the video industry or the filmmaking industry. Hollywood is about to be obsolete. The mainstream book publishing industry is about to be obsolete. The audiobook industry as we know it is just about to become totally obsolete. And there are many other things that will be obsolete, but the good news is that all of this benefits humankind because you'll have faster access to sort of on-demand content that better suits what you're looking for. You know, we don't all want the same, you know, libtard Hollywood movies shoved down our throats, right? And we don't all want the same books. We want customized information. We want customized podcasts. And that's another thing I'll be working on as well, because we have a lot of great text-to-speech technology now that's open source. So, man, there's so many projects to work on. I will never run out of fun projects to build for you that will help add to your knowledge and your freedom and your ability to decentralize your life away from the control grid. Now then, on top of that, in the lab. So I've just filmed a tour of our new laboratory. You'll see that shortly. And it's awesome. You know, we have so much more space. We have more instruments. We've just developed a new method for dioxin testing. We've developed another method for glyphosate quantitation using ion chromatography combined with mass spec. So that's a really cool method, and it alleviates the need for our triple quad mass spec approach, which has worked for years, but it's also very costly to maintain a triple quad mass spec instrument. The annual maintenance, just to let you know, the annual maintenance on that one machine is about $45,000. That's just to keep it running if nothing breaks, okay? $45,000. Imagine that. And then we have, you know, nine machines. So you get the idea of how expensive it is. So we are all about creating new methods that are more cost effective so we can keep costs low as much as we can. And we're about to roll out a massive amount of dioxin testing results of testing off-the-shelf foods from the local grocery stores in Central Texas, or maybe stuff we buy off Amazon. You know, we're going to test eggs and milk and cheese and meats and, I don't know, like fast food burgers. Find out if there's any meat in those at all. Maybe there is. Is that meat clean? Is it free from dioxins? I don't know. We're going to find out. And as we do that, you know, we're going to bring you all those results. And then the next project that is already behind the scenes, we're already seeing amazing stuff, is our microplastics testing. So not only are we doing microplastics testing of outside products, we're also adding a layer of microplastics testing to all of our raw materials as well, so that we can, you know, if there's any problem in any raw material, we can catch it in advance. Or if we see something off the shelf, we can let you know about it and give you a warning about it. Now, microplastics are becoming a big deal in the minds of many people. And of course, we want our products to be as clean as possible, even though we live in a world where there's plastic everywhere, including in food packaging. You know, you can't, it's impossible to have food. If you manufacture food or you manufacture supplements, it is literally impossible to have products that never touch plastic, because that's how they're shipped, you know, by the growers or the farmers. They're in large bags, or if it's liquid, it's in a large polyethylene barrel. So, you know, they're always coming into contact with polymers. That doesn't mean there's polymers in the final product, but we want to know as best we can, you know, which vendors are the cleanest. And we want to be able to reject if there's any vendors that have a problem with this, obviously. So this is our next effort, is microplastics testing. And we'll be bringing you those results. And I remember a few years ago, everybody was really concerned about BPA. BPA, a plasticizer chemical. And that concern remains very valid. That's why we've used BPA-free materials wherever possible in our supply chain and in our manufacturing chain. But now the concern has shifted not so much on BPA itself, but rather the plastic pieces, or, you know, plastic fibers, or just little pieces of polymers. And I've already seen things under the microscope. Well, heck, I'll tell you right now, We went out and bought a bunch of bottled water, okay? And we ran the bottled water through filter paper in the lab to capture microplastics. And then we used our dyeing technique and our special wavelength excitation technique with our microscopy in order to find polymers. And yes, we are finding them. We're finding them in off-the-shelf bottled water. So that's concerning, you know? We're going to be bringing you that story and much more in the days and weeks ahead. So again, I'll be doing fewer interviews for a while, but I'll be doing more vibe coding, and I'll be rolling out more really cool platforms and projects for you to have fun with and to use. They will always be free, by the way. And we're going to roll out some more science projects for you to see. Some of those might be shocking. Some of them will be awesome and fun. Some of them are visual. Some of them are just more, you know, chemistry side, etc. But I'll bring you all that information over the next couple of months. So stay tuned. And thank you for your support. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And you can support us if you want ultra clean food and supplements and superfoods and storable foods. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine, highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.